So, well, good. We're going to be here till 1. They're going to be here all day today. They'll be here working tomorrow. We will be on the air tomorrow, reminding everyone that they get one more final push.
And we're also open the 1st.
Get out.
Yes.
Wow, no rest.
Open the 1st
for the deal
all day long.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, we'll be here. We got to push these cars. We got to hit 45 cars.
That's a good point.
We got to get it.
You get to the end of the day on the 1st?
End of the day on the 1st.
Okay, so that's why. That makes sense.
So they gave us an extra day.
The weather is going to get better as the week goes on, but today they may not be as busy as they had hoped because it's a little bit sort of But you know what? It's fine outside. I will say this. Today they'll really get stupid, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed. It's cold outside, but it's hot in here.
Exactly.
The deals are hot in here.
Deals are hot in here.
And fuego.
Yeah.
What'd you do for Christmas?
Nothing. Just
whatever the kids said.
Did a little eating. As usual, like everybody, you know.
What was the big gift for your son this year?
The big gift, we got him a laptop.
Okay, that's good.
One new laptop.
Education. My parents got me an encyclopedia.
Really?
I got A through R 1 year. It was great.
A through R, huh?
Couldn't do the rest?
No.
There's not much.
You couldn't go through them all anyway.
And S through Z, I mean, there's not a whole lot of information in there that you need.
I've gone through it. No. I've gone through it, and Z was like 4 pages. So.
Yeah.
I've gone through
it with X, Y, and Z is one book.
A deal where I played with my older son's toys and, like, he had the video game stuff. I'm sort of over that now. Now I'm back on the little kid's toys. So, look, my 7-year-old got the coolest thing. And if you are looking for, if you really screwed up Christmas or Hanukkah and you didn't get your kid what they really wanted, let me suggest this thing. I can give a chef recommends, although it's not the most durable item because I already broke it twice and I had to send away for replacement parts. But it is a great item. And if you do it like they say, which is to go out in a field and play with it, it's fine.
Instead of in the house or something?
No, I get in the street because concrete doesn't do well with plastic.
No.
But they have it's an Iron Man remote control contraption where it flies around. It looks like Iron Man flying through the air. He'll dive and he'll turn. And it actually performs like you would hope it performs. Because 99% of the time you buy a remote control thing, because believe me, we bought them all.
Yeah.
They fly, they drive, they boat, they do anything. They all suck. Most of them do. Unless you go way high end and we don't do that. If you spend $700 or $800 on a remote control vehicle, I expect it to work pretty well.
Right.
But this thing was, I don't know how much it cost. It was maybe $50. So I
is it easy to do for a 7-year-old?
Yes. He flies it better than I do. So, that being said, I crashed it into the concrete twice and broke the propeller.
Thanks, Dad.
You replaced the propeller, but then I broke that one, too. So I had to send off for new propeller parts. But you know how much a pack of propellers is?
How much?
$3. So,
I mean, no problem. Yeah. How many more do you buy?
So I bought like 8 packs.
$5.
Yes. Yeah, right. So I'm like, give me 8 packs of those, then. But that is a great toy. I mean, he and I were both fascinated by it. I mean, it was instantly 7 again.
That's so fantastic.
I love when and it's not very often.
We know what to buy you for next year.
But no question. Yeah, my birthday's in April. Don't make me wait. When I'm 40, I want one of those. You can actually get, they show on the video, you can get like 7 or 8 of them going at once.
Wow. Like a sky full of Iron Men.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, they've got his little buddy will fly around, too.
Well, you know what? You know what model I'm getting next year is the Michael Qualls.
There you go.
That one you're a little bit higher, a little bit faster, a little bit louder.
You have to get FAA approval on that.
And
you have to have some sort of special certification.
You got to send it off.
Do you have a pilot's license?
I do.
Okay, you will not be allowed to fly the Qualls unless you have a pilot's license.
That's right.
All right, so it's 10:16. We're going to spend the next few minutes talking about the NFL from yesterday. Matty T, feel free to weigh in at any point because I know you watched most of
it. Oh, man, it was a good weekend.
Unbelievable. And so we'll do that, and then we're going to get into our year in review. And, again, we go back to some really interesting stuff from earlier in the season.
So many
activities.
So many
activities. But we've got some interesting stuff here going back. We'll get through February for sure, maybe a little bit into March. And then we'll finish it up tomorrow and Thursday, hopefully. If not, we'll round it out on Friday. We are off the air on Wednesday, unlike the folks here at Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep.
It's like grinding around here.
Exit 121. They're doing it on 111. So come and see them today, tomorrow, and the next day, and beyond. And I can tell you, after buying 2 vehicles here, and I'm not saying that just because you're sitting here, great experience.
Well, and don't y'all, you know, even when the weather's less than desirable, I notice you've got all these golf carts and everything out here to make the buying experience just easy.
Yeah. Well, when you have as many vehicles on the lot as they have.
You've got to have vehicles to go show vehicles in.
You can't expect them to walk from one end of his lot to the other. There's too many dang cars, son.
You know what that's called? Cardio.
Yeah.
That's what that's called. We're not into that today unless you want.
Well, look, I'm trying to get the best car deal I can. I'm not trying to be the best at working out. Yeah,
that's right. It's not New Year's yet, right?
No.
That's right.
My resolution needs to be rounded out, which is to get a great deal on a car, which I did last month, so I'm covered there. And then I'll get in shape next year on the resolution I never keep.
That's right. That's right.
I actually was driving down and I was thinking, how many days would be a good number? for next year. How many days working out in 2014 would be good?
There's for the whole year?
Yeah, there's 365 days in the year. How many days would I go, man, what an unbelievable year I had working out. Is it 200?
No, 3 weeks.
3 days a week would be 156 days, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's
a good number.
That's terrible. That's like doing just the bare minimum.
And if you want to do 3 days a week, say.
3 days a week, that's not even half the week, Matt. I mean, no, I don't finish, but I think four at least.
Look, I'm
so going to do four.
That's 208 workouts. Do I have 208 workouts in me in 2014?
Well, let's just call it an even 200.
You know what? If I got to 200, I'd be pretty happy. But you know what? Then I think that's 165 days I didn't work out.
Well, you have to think back. How many did you do this year?
Probably 100.
Okay.
Yeah, I did pretty well.
So you're going to double this
year. The first 6 months, Roger Scott and I were banging it out. I mean, we were really getting after it.
So you're going to be twice as good.
Yeah, probably so. Roger and I were working out with Roger Scott is actually very enjoyable. And we get done, I'm like, man, we just did 17 sets. And I'm feeling pretty good. That was a lot of fun.
We spot each other.
Yeah, we spot each other.
On your squat thrusts and kettlebell swings.
He doesn't like kettlebells. He runs from them like the plague.
Really?
Yeah. But he's fun to work out with. You should get somebody who like can make you laugh while you're sweating and really being miserable. It's pretty awesome.
That's right. Misery loves hilarious radio hosts.
I'll tell you, Roger should lead a workout class because it is a trip. If we actually talked about it. We were trying to get with Tim Jackson, who was on with him this morning, to get him to do a movie or like a video web series called, what do we call it? I can't remember what we had a catchy little name for it and everything, but it was like basically us cracking jokes and saying stuff we could never say on the radio while we're working out.
And on the internet.
Yeah. Workouts and wisecracks. That's what it was.
Workouts and wisecracks.
Huge success. Tim Jackson, put a mic on him. I'm telling you. Get out of the guy's way.
Let's just mic up Roger Scott for his.
Okay. So, yesterday, a couple things. The Cowboys fail again. Sorry. Apparently, the one guy who's on the chopping block for some reason is Jason Garrett. At least he hasn't been fired, to my knowledge, just yet. There have been coaches let go. They didn't even wait till today. It was Black Sunday for Chudzinski. I don't know why you hire a guy with that name anyway, but not too many eyes in his name. But anyway, he's been let go from the Browns, which is really unfair. You're a second, third, fourth-rate organization, and you give the guy a year. He was hired less than a year ago. He was hired like January 11th.
Yeah, I guess they had high expectations with their roster. But
you know, I don't know why. And then you let one of your best athletes go, and your quarterback play was spotty at best. He's not a GM. Leslie Frazier fired from the Vikings. And Mike Shanahan, which you saw that coming.
Right.
I mean, that was a deal where – but again, you've got a horrible owner there in Snyder. And, I mean, he makes Jerry Jones look like the best GM in sports.
Jerry Jones is the best owner. He's just the worst GM.
Right. So that's the guy, again, there's certain owners that you want to see him involved, like Kraft. I mean, I want to hug that guy and eat mac and cheese with him. He seems like a great owner.
I
want to
go – I want to shave with him.
Now, again, we'll have to see how he is if he ever gets a coach in there that's a total buffoon. And how he actually acts, but you've got Belichick. He's just sort of hands off it and let the hoodie handle business.
Hey, let the hoodie do what the hoodie do.
But they got a mess over there in Washington. And I don't know how much better it's going to get. And then Rex Ryan apparently has been given the thumbs up vote of confidence from his owner. And Jason Garrett, as of 10:21 this morning, is still the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, much to the chagrin of many Dallas Cowboys.
Almost everyone.
Yes. You know, honestly, I've been the last few weeks. I've been comparing the Cowboys to the Texas Longhorns, as far as the organizations go, in that they are just good enough to whet your appetite and make you think this is the year, and they're playing just well enough to think, gee, maybe they can do it this year, and then they let you down every time. Their head coaches, of course, have been under fire because of the lack of performance, at least what the expected level performance is. And Mac Brown did the noble thing and stepped aside and said, for the good of the organization, I'm going to step down. When is Jason Garrett going to do what's good for the organization and say, I would love to stay on as the head coach, but I know there is just too much negativity around my tenure here as head coach, and it's time for somebody else to take a crack at it. Clearly, I'm not going to get it done. The thing that got me yesterday was, I'm like, that is exactly right. He gives this little smirk after there was a positive play offensively. And they look over and I'm like, yeah, that was all part of the plan. Ha, ha, ha. Next thing, interception. I'm like, that's what you get, you little smirky redheaded freak. Like,
wow.
Sorry.
Right.
I really don't like it. I'm not even a Cowboys fan, but I've felt so much Cowboys. I mean, I've got so much venom for the Cowboys because there is no excuse.
To me, it's a system. It's like a systemic problem because all the coaches that have been there since Parcells came and left because he couldn't do what he wanted to do under the watchful eye of their owners. It's not these coaches. It's the profile of the coaches that they hire. The next guy that they hire will be just like Wade Phillips and will be just like Jason Garrett because you can't have somebody that's going to come in there and take the reins, so to speak, because you got an owner that's breathing down your neck and doing weekly radio shows and press conferences and gets interviewed on every game. I mean, there's just no.
What are you thinking? Are you thinking he's waiting on Jones to hire a head coach and maybe keep him as a coordinator?
I don't think that'll happen.
You don't think?
I don't think from a pride standpoint you could probably do that. But I wouldn't mind seeing. Most people like to see Tony Romo kept on as a coordinator and get him off the field. But Tim Jackson made a great point this morning, too. He said, look, Kyle Orton did fine yesterday. Yeah. I've seen that act before. Three quarters, a pretty good play, and then the fourth quarter, they didn't do much. So it is what it is. So be it. They're out. The Eagles are in. Nick Foles, I don't know if you saw the staff this morning. Nick Foles might be the best-kept secret in all of football. He's not exactly a household name just yet, but how about this? 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, the best TD interception ratio in NFL history, if you need him. Meanwhile, of course, we're seeing records set in the AFC.
And that's through like 10 games, right?
I don't think
Nick Foles, he didn't play all
many. Yeah.
I don't think he maybe started that many. I think he maybe played.
Well, I'm just saying when Vic got hurt. Yeah, but anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Kasim says he played 10 games, and 7 of his touchdowns came in one game.
That's a lot.
Against the Raiders.
That's quite a few.
But still, that's impressive. I mean, the fact that he only threw 2 picks.
Yeah.
2 picks in 10 games is awesome for anybody.
Pretty strong.
It's the best thing ever.
I mean, that would be like Peyton Manning only throwing, like, 3 picks this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm guessing he threw more than that.
Yeah, he did, but he threw 55.
And his brother threw 27. Truly. I mean, that's not an exaggeration. He literally threw 27. Yeah. Normally, if I say, well, he threw like 27 interceptions. No, he literally threw 27 interceptions.
Bingo, bango.
That's unbelievable right there.
That's right.
That's incredible. Yes. What a career, what a year for Peyton Manning. 55 touchdowns, 5,477 yards, breaking, eclipsing the mark by Drew Brees by a yard, and the touchdown mark by 5, which is just amazing. He quietly became the all-time leading passer this year. Not a lot of people caught on to that. Drew Brees has moved up the ranks as well. You're seeing two guys who are about as good as it's ever been done. They both have a Super Bowl ring. They would both love to add at least one more, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And, of course, Drew Brees denied Peyton Manning one.
That's right.
Oddly enough.
And he also, when he defeated that Hurricane in the same year.
Yes. Well, he was holding the Hurricane off with one hand while he was throwing touchdowns with his other.
That's right. Saving the city.
But it's going to be fun. I think the playoffs will be extremely interesting. I'm more compelled by the NFC matchups than the AFC matchups, but I'm an NFC guy, so that's not surprising. I mean, Chiefs-Colts, it does nothing for me. Now, the fact that the Chiefs have gone from likely Super Bowl contender to a 5 seed. Again, part of that has to do with the fact that they're not a division winner in this particular case because they happen to play in the same division with, Denver. But they will go on the road to Lucas Oil Stadium. It's a 3:30 game on Saturday. Colts hosting. The Chargers at the Bengals. That is a Sunday game at high noon. And then in the NFC, you've got Saints and Eagles, which, I mean, the Saints are on the road. And they do not play very well away from home. This just in.
Cold weather with a defense and an offensive line that's in disarray. It's just a sad time.
I like them.
You do?
I like them to go on the road this week and win. The Niners and the Packers, yes. I didn't believe in the Packers at all yesterday. I did not think they would win. I looked in the paper yesterday, though, surprisingly to me. They were 3-point favorites on the road in Chicago yesterday. Aaron Rodgers is that much of a difference maker, and as bad as he played, they moved the ball all day long against a very solid defense in Chicago. So I was very encouraged by what I saw. The Niners' defense is probably a hair better than that. So, although their quarterback play is not any better and not as good, I don't think. I would take Cutler over Kaepernick. A lot of people think I'm crazy if I say this, but I watched Kaepernick in person this year. I was not the least bit impressed. I think he's very limited in what he can do. He cannot throw from the pocket. So if they can keep him somewhat hemmed up, which they have struggled with the last couple of years. Of course, in the playoffs, he shredded them. And this year, earlier in the season, it was like the second game of the year, maybe, out in San Francisco. They beat him down, too. So it's not a great matchup, or hasn't been for the Packers. I don't know if there's any chance of getting Clay Matthews back.
I don't know.
I assume not with the thumb injury, whatever. But anyway, I think two really good games. That's the Sunday game at 3:30. The Saturday game at 7 o'clock is Eagles and Saints. I'll be watching that one from Mobile.
With bated breath, I'll be watching that one.
Let me take a quick call, and then we will take our first time out, come back. We're going to start our year in review. What a year it was, 2013. Some ups, some downs.
Some, like, right in the middle.